Our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Frances, good morning.
Good morning.
Summertime is coming, huh?
It is. It's nice and cool out today, though.
Well, as it turns out. But you all are busy with something you call the Summer Lunch Program.
We are. This is our second year.
Second year.
Very excited about the program. Last year was our first. We learned a lot. And we are looking to expand it this year. We've changed some sites, added some sites to do everything that we can to get as many kids coming as possible. The whole intention of the program is, many of you know, kids on free and reduced lunch during the school year. Well, what do? During the summertime? They often go without. So our goal is to feed as many kids as we can during the summertime.
Do you know how many kids participated in this last summer?
We fed we produced 6,000 meals. So to tell you an exact number of kids, I can't do that.
And that was at how many sites?
Five sites.
Uh-huh. Were all of those in Greenville last year?
They were all in Greenville last year. And we are expanding the program this year to include Commerce, Lone Oak, and Quinlan area.
Mm-hmm. So what are the sites then?
There's two sites in Greenville, Clark Street Christian Church and Mount Olive. The First Presbyterian Church here in Commerce will be participating with us. We have another site pending in Commerce, but I can't speak to it yet because it hasn't been approved.
Okay.
Then Community Seeds in Lone Oak will be a site. An additional site pending in Lone Oak. And then two sites in Quinlan that we're really excited about. These sites won't start till after they finish summer school. But we're excited about the Mobile Learning Cafe. And this is a retired school bus that we've re-outfitted to designed to be a 50-style diner. The kids can come on the bus and eat their lunch. Then there'll be about a two-hour period where they can play with computers, check out books from the library. I say check out books. It'll be just like our free library. Take one, leave one. And we're very excited about the opportunity to engage kids in learning through the summer as well.
And so they would stay on the bus.
They can stay on the bus and consume their meal and play with the computers, but they'll also be at, like, Hot Cove has a little area where they'll be able to go in and out of the bus. And then West Waukene Park is the other one where they'll, again, be able to come in and out of the bus and have an experience, if you will.
Well, that is it's an interesting idea, interesting concept. And so United Way has funded the reconfiguration of this bus.
In partnership with the Quinlan ISD, we got some sponsors who were very on board about taking care of the kids, and we have made it happen. And one of the things that's kind of neat about it is it's being reconfigured by the inmates in Huntsville. So we're getting it at cost, and it's going to be a really neat thing. And another addition with the Mobile Learning Cafe is after summer's done, that bus can be taken into the same areas, and then we can do some parent education as well.
We're talking with Frances Dalby. Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, you said that program in Quinlan and West Waukene starts after summer school.
So they'll run July 18th through August 18th. The kids that are in summer school with Quinlan ISD run a little bit longer, and they get, because of the ACE program and some other funding, they get breakfast, lunch, and dinner while they're in school. So it would be kind of counterintuitive to try to do a second process there. But after summer school lets out, July 18th through August 18th, we'll be at Hot Cove City Hall and West Waukene Park with the Mobile Learning Cafe. Check our website, or you can access this information at squaremeals.com as well.
Okay, good. The Quinlan, the bus then that you're configuring, and I'm really interested in that idea. I like the idea of the 50s diner. That appeals to me. But that will have Wi-Fi?
It will not. The computers are going to be low-tech, more like leap pads. We were going to go Wi-Fi, but the cost involved this year is not going to be feasible.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be low-tech computer games on your leap pads, reading books and things like that.
I see. How about food? What sort of food do you provide?
Well, the food will be prepared at a central site, and it'll be taken to the sites where we'll be meeting the kids, and it'll be hot dogs, hamburgers, spaghetti, and meatballs. Mm-hmm. They have to follow a certain meal pattern. They have to have meat and grains and milk and all of those good things, but they'll be fun meals that the kids will hopefully enjoy.
Now, you said, as we were talking before we got going, basically you qualify an area.
Correct.
And then all the kids can
There is no application or anything that they have to fill out. The sites are qualified based on having a certain percentage of children in that area that qualify for free and reduced lunch.
Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.